and welcome to the Habits and Home Show. I'm your host, Lisa Lazat, and I help busy moms bring order to their homes by downsizing and decluttering and ditching old habits in exchange for systems that bring peace and more enjoyment to their lives. If you're a mom trying to show the love of Jesus to your family, but the clutter in your home keeps you overwhelmed and frustrated, you have come to the right place. On this podcast, you will hear easy step-by-step tips to declutter and create systems so you can keep your home organized and finally walk in the peace God has promised you. Need some accountability? I've got you covered there too. Join the Accountability Club, a community of like-minded mamas decluttering and systemizing our homes together. Are you ready, friend? Let's get started. Hey friends, and welcome to the show. This is our last episode of our Executive Functions for ADHD series. Now, on today's episode, we are going to be talking about how to remain flexible, okay? Instead of being an all or nothing personality, how to have some flexibility, okay? So the topic today is how to stick with your habits and your new routines when your plans are interrupted. All right, how do we do that? And I've got 5 tips for you. First of all, what is an executive function? Executive functions are simply a set of mental skills that help us do daily life. If you feel like you have mom brain, you're probably struggling with some of your executive functions. And if we can pinpoint one executive function at a time and work those muscles, like our organization muscle or our focus muscle, just like we were to go and work out our arms one day at the gym or our legs or have an ab day, it's really good for us to pinpoint one executive function that we're struggling with and get better in that one area so that we can function overall. All right. So I have 5 ways that you can stick with your routines and your habits when you are interrupted, when your plans are interrupted, when you have a goal and you have a way of doing something and something interrupts it, it gets in the way, whether it's a schedule, whether it's a person, whether it's just yourself. How do you stick with those habits and routines when life happens, when things are interrupted? Okay, I have 5 tips for you. First of all, first and foremost, reduce the resistance. Reduce the resistance by simplifying your environment. When we come up against things like clutter in our home, it gives us this feeling of unproductivity, of just lethargy, or just feeling lazy. But when we simplify our environment, we actually optimize it so that we are setting ourselves up to be a successful person. Why are some people super successful? Because they've created an environment for success. So how can we stay consistent with our habits and routines when life happens, when things interrupt our pattern of behavior and the goals and the routines that we set for ourselves? We first reduce the resistance by simplifying our environment. When our environment is super, super simple, we're able to continue to do those habits and those routines no matter what, right? Because we have clarity of thought, we have clarity of mind, we can actually function and know what we're doing in our life, okay? So reduce the resistance, the things that get in the way of you actually following through with that habit and that routine by simplifying your environment. And I have 2 ways that you can do that with me. You can either hop into my accountability club and do it slowly, one area in your home per month, or you can do it a little bit more vigorously and a little bit more rapidly with me in my private one-to-one coaching. We do it over 12 weeks, pretty much your entire house. And that is my tailored individualized coaching. So you can find both of those opportunities in the links below. Tip number 2 is to anticipate that there will be interruptions in your life. And so you should have a backup plan, something that I go over with my clients when we're talking about our daily reset. When we schedule our daily reset and we say, when's it going to happen? I always ask them, I say, okay, well, what's the backup plan when you can't do your daily reset at that certain time? When will you do it? When is your backup plan? And so I want you to anticipate that life is going to throw interruptions at you. And I want you to be prepared for those opportunities to happen. That might mean, okay, if I'm anticipating interruptions are going to happen, that might mean I wake up 30 minutes early every morning. Because if I have a routine for my morning, and more than likely, I'm going to have some kind of interruption because I have children in my life, then I'm going to allow for those interruptions or those opportunities for interruptions to happen. And I'm going to wake myself up 30 minutes early to give myself the time to actually follow through with my habits and my routines, no matter what. All right. Tip number 3 is to simplify your routine. A lot of y'all get really excited about this idea and this topic of creating schedules, creating routines. And if you're just getting started with this, you bite off more than you can chew. And you create these really long list of steps and these routines. Y'all, I like to break it down to my BM3s, the bare minimum 3. What are the 3 bare minimum tasks I need to do in the morning? Okay. What are the 3 bare minimum tasks I need to do in the evening? What are the 3 bare minimum tasks I need to do when I come home from dropping my kids off at school? Okay. Break down your routines into 3 bare minimum steps. Weed out your to-do list. You are taking on too much. This year, my word is margin. And I want to allow myself so much margin to get things done. So when I go to the gym, I give myself 2.5 hours. I give myself a 2.5 hour block, because sometimes I might remember that I need to go to the grocery store, or my husband might call me and say he needs me to run an errand or something like that. And so I want you to give yourself more margin. I want you to give yourself more time. And I want you to simplify your routine. Don't make it so complicated, all right? Tip number 4 is to simplify your to-do list, okay? We simplified the routines. Now we're going to simplify our to-do list. Why are you putting so much on your to-do list? I have a client in India, and I don't know if this is Indian culture, but I'm doing scheduling with her. I'm helping her create her weekly itinerary, and she tells me something that she's going to do, and I'm like, okay, what else do you want to do that day, for that day? And she's like, oh no, that is enough. That is enough for that day. And I'm like, wow, she is preaching to me and being an example for me that we don't need to overwhelm ourselves with so many things to do. Why can't one or two tasks be enough for that day? You know, when I'm saying one or two tasks, I'm saying things that require a lot more energy other than just getting food on the table for your kids or, you know, your daily natural flow. All right. So simplify your to-do list. That might mean hiring some people. That might mean decluttering more in your house so that you have less to clean and less to tidy up, okay? Simplifying, cutting back, okay? If you can see a common theme throughout all the tips that I'm giving you, it is to simplify. It is to declutter. It is to minimize. Go hardcore. This is what I told my client, Kathy, my brand new client, Kathy, today. She's on spring break. She's decluttering a room that I got her started with. And I say, be brutal. Go hardcore. Pull back a lot, because you have lacked the self-discipline or the self-control to keep things out of your house. And you've brought in more than you can manage. So now we have to be brutal and we have to take things away so that we can get to a place with the amount of stuff that we are actually capable of handling and managing in our home. Okay. So number 4 is to simplify your to-do list. See how much you can take off your to-do list. And when you take off things off of your to-do list, you will actually be more efficient and get more done instead of being paralyzed by this long to-do list that you never even get to. And, you know, daily planning and itinerary creation is something that I go over with my clients, and I train them and I help hold them accountable to learn this habit of making their daily itinerary. This is something that I do in every morning. You know, back in the day when I had a really bad habit of getting on social media right when I woke up in the morning before I got out of bed and I would scroll a little while, I replaced that habit with planning out my day. So I still grab my phone, but the first thing I do is I look at my Google Calendar or my virtual calendar on my iPhone, and I see what is on my schedule for today, whether it's business related, work related, family related, and I take all of that and I plug it into my daily time blocks that I've created on my notes app on my phone. And I will show you again, I've shared this several times on a couple of different blogs, I will show you exactly what that looks like for me. So if you want to click the blog link below, it'll take you to a blog where I show you a screenshot of my notes app and how I create my daily itinerary. All right, so that's a good way of simplifying your to-do list. And the last tip that I have for you, I've already touched on this a little bit, is number 5, allow more time to do less. All right, just allow yourself more time. We think that we are going to be able to do so much right before we leave the house, and we end up being late everywhere we go because we're trying to maximize every single second that we have and just squeeze all of the time out of it and maximize it and get as much done. But what happens is it creates overwhelm. It ends up being that we don't do as much. If we do anything, we don't do it really well and we're rushing. We end up yelling at our kids because now we've caused ourselves to run late and we haven't given them the chance to take it easy going to the car or taking their time to get to the car. We're like, rush, 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 because mom has wanted to get more things done around the house before she left the house, right? How much better of a feeling it would be, or what you would feel, if you got into the car without yelling at your kids or rushing them, or you rushing out to the car and then pulling down to the driveway only to put it in reverse to be able to go back into the house because you were rushing and forgot something. All right, let's get up earlier. Let's put our phone down, especially in the morning time. I have screen time on my kids' phones, and it's set to the time that they actually show up to school. They just don't even have access to anything. Now, they do have access to be able to text or call their parents or emergency. So if they wake up in the morning and we're not there for some reason, they can do that. But as far as all of their other apps, nope, they don't have any opportunity to get on those apps, because I know once they pick up their phone, it is going to hinder their ability to focus in the morning time on what they need to get done. It's the same with yourself. So you have to have some self-discipline. You've got to learn how to parent yourself and not pick up your phone and get yourself distracted from the things, the bare minimum 3 or the bare minimum tasks that need to be done in the morning. So number 5 is to allow yourself more time to do less. So now that you have simplified your to-do list, give yourself big, huge chunks of time to do those minimal tasks, all right? It's okay, your family will adjust. Don't feel like you are being underproductive if you don't have a huge, long list and you are squeezing in all of these different tasks in a short amount of time. All right, let's take a note from my friend over in India. Give yourself less to do and allow more time. All right, I'm gonna go back over those 5 tips for how to stick with your habits and the routines you create for yourself when your plans are interrupted. First of all, reduce the resistance by simplifying your environment. That means decluttering, that means organizing, that means creating systems. Number 2, anticipate interruptions and have a backup plan for them. Number three, simplify your routines. Think bare minimum three steps. Number four, simplify your to-do list. And number five, allow yourself more time to do less. All right, friends, I have loved hanging out with you during this series on executive functions for ADHD moms. Now we will be moving into a couple of topics that I've been wanting to share on that fall outside of this podcast series, and then we will pick up again with a new series right before the summer. All right, I will see you right here next time on the Habits and Home Show. Hey friend, before you go, I wanted to tell you more about the Accountability Club. Each month, we'll tackle a new space in our homes and work together to declutter and set up systems so we can easily maintain order without getting overwhelmed. You'll get a new decluttering tutorial each month, the coaching and accountability you need to actually follow through, and encouragement without judgment from other Christian moms in a safe environment. And guess what? The entire club is off of social media, so you don't have to worry about distractions the world may throw at you. Sweet friend, if you're feeling stuck in your decluttering journey, this is the place for you. Click the link below to try out the Accountability Club and start decluttering today.